This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's
ass. Ooh. Donald Trump has a knack for revealing what people think. And in his revelations, they drip with something that the left just can't deal with. They have studied it. They have tried to get around it. They have avoided it in, you know, their whole entire lives. It is this thing called truth. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, where we deliver truth every single day. You want to know why I can tell you it's truth? Because I have one agenda. That agenda is to make America a great country, to make you a better person. And I'm willing to admit to my flaws in order to do that. That is when you know you're dealing with the truth. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about martial arts. We were martial artists. And I said, yeah, I remember when one of my students, we were doing a sparring session. And at the end of the sparring session, I felt like, wow, I did not win that sparring session. And I was actually, you know, fighting this kid. And my buddy stopped me, not the guy I was talking to there, but the guy I was telling the story to. And he says, yeah, Mr. Jackson, he says, that's a compliment to you. He's a good friend of mine. He's like, Kevin, that's a compliment to you. He says, you gave everything to that student. You held nothing back, to the point of that person possibly being better than you. He goes, that is a tribute to you. And I thought to myself, wow, very true. And when you're confronted with that truth of, you know what, you don't have to be, you can be the instructor and not be the best in your class. It's okay. It's okay. But that was a tough truth for me to understand. But in understanding it in the big context of things, it was no big deal. So when I'm coming to you with this show, I'm saying I'm giving everything of me. If it turns out you do better, congratulations. One of my proteges, he called me up the other day. He says, hey, Kev, he was texting me. And I couldn't get to him because I was doing something else. Now, so finally, I texted back. I called him. I said, yeah, man, you seem kind of urgent. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, I'm getting signed up for a White House party, and I wanted to know if you wanted to go. Now, this is a guy that before he met me, there's no way he was going to be attending a White House party. But I'm not even invited to the White House party. He's trying to get me on the list. It's okay. You get what I'm saying? And by the way, I didn't train him so he could get me on a list to a White House party. It turns out I saw something in him and said he will be a superstar one day, and I'm going to help him. And I did. And what's he do? He calls to repay me by getting me on the list to a White House party. But I gave it my all, and I give this show my all. And Donald Trump gives you, America, his all. No agenda, no, oh my gosh, what's in it for me? Am I going to still be a billionaire or whatever else? Donald Trump, for whatever ego he may have had when he won the presidency, it satisfied all the ego he wanted. And you know what he went on to do? He said, let's go to work. Let's go to work. It's all he wanted. Anyway, he revealed the truth in Minneapolis at his convention when he said that Joe Biden was worthless and the only thing that made him successful is he knew how to kiss Barack Obama's buttocks. That was what Joe Biden was best at, sucking up. Take away his career as a vice president. Go look at Joe Biden's career and tell me what is impressive to you. The fact that he hung out with segregationists, he praised them. The fact that he was ready to take money at any given turn. And as it turns out, he delayed his gratification for getting money till now, hooking up his son and hooking himself up. Because there's rumors that he received money as a lobbyist. I don't know if it's true. We'll figure it out. Donald Trump. highlighted the corruption of the Bidens, ergo the corruption of the Democrats, delivering the zinger that showcases why he resonates with the common man when he said what many people think, that Joe Biden is worthless. He's like having a pocket on the back of your shirt. You don't need it. He's worthless. Without Obama, he's nothing. And under Obama, he was even less because he served a feckless and ineffective president. Yeah. Told it. He said that quip as if he was speaking to Hunter Biden himself. And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's boop boop. So true. But he wasn't speaking to Hunter. He was speaking to the world. See, Biden's political career was already on life support. What Donald Trump did, President Donald Trump did, was he just disconnected the cord. He just said, nah, go on, take the breathing thing off. Here's Biden. You heard Trump just went... He took it off. A rally the size of what Donald Trump pulled off in Minneapolis scares the living bejesus out of the Democrats. It doesn't bode well for Democrats, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'd love to get your take on these rallies. 844-551-8255. 20,000 people. Yeah. The Democrats, they say, oh, those rallies don't mean anything. They didn't mean anything in 2016, right? So, I don't know. I haven't seen anything that where they've said the same thing here in 2020 or for the race in 2020. But I think they know it means something. The president had told reporters before he went into Minneapolis, he said, Minnesota is going to go to the Republicans. I'm going to turn Minnesota red. He says, we're going to win Minnesota in the upcoming election. But remember, Donald Trump went into New Mexico and made the same declaration. I think Trump may know something. He says, I think we can win. It's been a long time since a Republican won. We have a 20,000-seat auditorium, you know, and it's essentially Madison Square Garden. 20,000 people. Did you happen to see the crowd? Were you privy to it? Did you take a peek? 20,000 people. It was full. And of course, with all Trump events, there's a lot of people waiting outside. Democrats, what say you? We come back, I want to talk more about the number because it's important about what's going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
800,000 tickets. I'm sorry. Oops. What is 800,000? I'm in 80,000. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. 80,000 tickets in the great white north that's slowly being turned into Somalia. That would be Minnesota. Minneapolis. Look, I'm not sure what you have to do on a weekday. The Trump rally was last Thursday. I don't know exactly what you have to do on a weekday, okay? But I'm busy. And the 80,000 people who requested tickets, I'm going to bet you they're pretty busy too. Because there's this thing is saying in our business, life gets in the way. You get lots of people who want to volunteer and help, and we love them. God bless you guys for wanting to get in the game. But then you get in the game, and you know what happens? You then go, oh, man, I don't know. Life gets in the way. And we get it. That's why we try to make sure that we transition people over, get them paid, even chump change. Just making sure you're not, you know, when you crank your car, the $20 it takes to get you somewhere, we try to cover all that kind of stuff for our volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, contact us, kjradio.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Cool stuff going on with us, really. We're going to bring more blacks to the conservative movement than anybody. Anybody. any other group. That is a fact. We have the projects they've launched, and it's already working. You know the difference between us and many other groups? We don't sit around bragging about it. We just know what we're doing. We know what we're doing makes an impact. I was talking to Major League Baseball about putting together a project where we get these inner city kids interested in America's game. You want to know why? I was talking to a black Major League player who works for Major League Baseball, and we were having this discussion, and he says to me, Kevin, they steal him from in basketball, put him in basketball and football. I go, why? He goes, it's America's game. His comment was, people don't want black kids playing America's game. Nah, and we had a discussion around that because his big deal was the Dominicans and all these guys, the Latin countries, Central American, they set up lots of camps because they have an incubator system for these kids to get them out of poverty. Baseball is not doing that for black kids. It used to be black kids were almost 28% of baseball was black. Now it's not. Way down. You see a black person in baseball, he's probably Dominican or Puerto Rican or something, Cuban, because he's not black. So anyway, we're having this discussion, and it was centered around educating young blacks about, first of all, you have to have a strong educational base because you're probably not going to make the majors, but then we're going to put you in a clinic that if you are a good athlete and you are willing to put in the work, it will probably land you. If you have any chance of making it to the majors, this is going to be certainly one of the best avenues. And so we're talking about this, and I'm just giving you an idea of the types of projects that we're doing. Making an impact. And why are we doing it? Because baseball is considered America's sport. Who doesn't like America now? Culturally. Black folks. Ooh, America sucks, man. America, America. Well, okay. Guess what? You're going to be playing America's sport. We're going to, little ways, subtle ways you have to win back the minds of people, I guess is the best way to put it. Anyway, let me go back to this. 80,000 tickets. 20,000 people got tickets to go see Donald Trump. Another 60,000 people signed up to get tickets to see Donald Trump. And my estimation is another 50,000 people would have wanted to, but just said, I'm not even going to bother because I know I have no shot. Yeah. They knew getting a ticket was a lost cause. They didn't want to fight the traffic. They didn't want to go sit in the crowds and all the other reasons they didn't want to do it. Now, all the Democratic candidates combined couldn't fill the arena. I'm telling you that right now. You could bring in Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, all of them. Put them in there and said, we're going to have this huge Democratapalooza in the stadium in Minneapolis, and you wouldn't fill 20,000 seats. You wouldn't even get 20,000 requests to see it. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Somebody correct me if you think I'm wrong. Exactly. There haven't been 80,000 tickets requested to all the 20-plus Democrats' events since they've declared in their races. I'm talking collectively. Add it all together. Oh, Elizabeth Warren spoke to thousands. Kamala Harris broke out with 2,000 people in California. Add it all up, and you won't even come close to the 20,000 that filled Minnesota. Certainly the 80,000 tickets that were requested. You won't even come close. 80,000 tickets requested in the state, folks, that Donald Trump lost by 44,000 votes in the last presidential election. Tell me there isn't a method to Donald Trump's so-called madness when he goes to a state that he lost and he says, I'm going to turn you red. I'm going to turn you red. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by being who I am. I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden and his kiss-butt attitude towards Barack Obama. I'm going to call out his crackhead son and the level of scandal that exists in that party. And you know what Democrats in Minnesota are doing? And for the record, Democrats all over this country, they're saying, we believe you, President Trump. And they're blasting him. They're leaving in droves. Minnesota. We played clips the other day of people from Minnesota saying, we're done with these guys. Donald Trump has brought our industry back. He's revitalized our town. We now, you know, go to the movies again. We go to the mall. We go shopping. We go out and have drinks. Restaurants are bustling. Businesses are bustling. People feel optimistic. That 80,000 people. I'm focused on it because I'm just telling you, the Democrats are smart enough now not to say, oh, it's just, you know, those big rallies don't mean anything. They're smart enough to know that's a lie. But let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump is getting it done. Trump took full advantage of his rally in Minnesota, too. He reminded the Americans about the nature of Democrats. He says, from day one, the wretched Washington swamps have been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. They want to erase your future. But they will fail. Because in America, the people rule again. He said this is nothing but a partisan witch hunt, sabotage. No, they can't win in 2020, so they're pursuing this insane impeachment witch hunt. I've been going through it now for more than the time that I've been in office. The president, folks, is a one-man wrecking crew of Democrat scoundrels' hopes and dreams, but he does more than that because he pushes back against the scourge of leftism in general. Preemptive visits to the battleground states. New Mexico, he held his rally. And even in Minnesota, he went after officials of the city. They didn't want the police department to wear their uniforms. They wanted to pay $500,000 to get porta potties and a bunch of other stuff. The Target Center said they didn't want him to have it there. They had to withdraw their request. Folks, you are watching winning on a scale you have never witnessed it. So when you think about our chances, just remember this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Former White House advisor on Russia testifying today in the Ukraine scandal. A Republican congressman who wanted to sit in was told to leave since he's not on any of the three committees leading the impeachment investigation. Three other depositions scheduled this week. New Orleans city officials say at least two people are dead, one person still missing after the collapse of a Hard Rock hotel that was under construction. Officials giving an update this morning.
It continues to be a rescue mission at this time. It will then move very swiftly into an investigative active mode.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell said one person remains in the hospital, but they're in stable condition. The fire chief, Tim McConnell, says crews are searching the building with canine units and engineers working to stabilize the building. Officials say their primary goal is to search for the missing person, but it's still a very dangerous situation as the building is heavily damaged. Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments Wednesday in a case involving Washington, D.C. area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. He was 17 at the time of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love how Trump uses the impeachment stuff to his political advantage. You talk to people that get it. You talk to strategists. You know what they say about Trump? They go, "What a one of my buddies." He called me. He goes, "Kevin, what a boss move for Donald Trump to essentially say." Impeach. I mean, all the things that he's done, you know, like saying, I'm not even sending witnesses. I'm disregarding you. My buddy called, he goes, who, Trump is he probably the only guy on the planet who would have done that. I'm not sending witnesses. I'm disregarding. You are unconstitutionally doing stuff. Forget about you. Just farted in their faces, pulled his pants down, mooned them, and went, Pfft. Yeah, you needed the graphic for that. Trust me, you needed me to give you the mental imagery of Donald Trump standing before Congress, pointing his buttocks to the left side of the aisle, spreading his butt cheeks and ripping one right in the faces of those leftist skanks. That's the deal. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, just explaining what it is. You got a dude who says, I love when Trump... When he makes his comments, he'll say, you know, they think they're going to do this, they think they're going to do that. Well, they're not going to do it. He doesn't leave it open. He doesn't leave that dangling preposition or whatever you want to call it. He finishes the sentence by saying, it's not going to happen. He makes a declaration. They're not going to win. You ever met anybody like that? Somebody that, you know, they're asked about some particular situation. They go, yeah, he's a really good, you know, contender, he's got all the qualities and all that, like a boxer. He'll go, oh man, he's got all the skills. It's going to be an amazing fight. You know, definitely, oh, you guys, you're going to get your money's worth, but let me just put it to you this way. He ain't going to win. You're going to see a great fight, but that dude ain't going to win. You want to know why? I'm going to win. Now, of course, many of the fighters are just, you know, I believe they believe it. As a former fighter, I'm going to tell you, I never was lippy. I wasn't like, yeah, man, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to whoop his head, you know, knowing that you're not. No. No. It's kind of like building a building. At the end of the day, the building better be up there. It may be one that looks like it's built in a third world nation, or it could look like Trump Tower. But at the end of the day, when you're challenged in a fight, you know, they say, your promoter says, do you want to take this fight? Yeah, I'll take it. Well, you're not taking it because you think you're going to... I mean, there are guys that do take fights to lose because they're journeymen. But I'm saying if you're at a championship level, you're not taking a fight because you, I'm going to talk smack and he's going to go back and forth and I'm going to lose. Please. You might lose, but you didn't set out to lose. I guarantee you that. So Trump's the same way. He's like, yeah, these guys... What Trump is saying is this. He's saying, look, I got a fight coming up, but my opponent is soft. He doesn't train. He's lazy. He's living on muscle memory from all the journeymen and the little cream puff fights he's had. He's never been in there with a real winner, and I'm going to knock him the flunk out. That's what Donald Trump is saying. And I love it. There was an article, Yahoo, Trump's stonewalling of Congress, savvy or self-sabotage? What? Self-sabotage. Yeah, right. And here's what they wrote. Why there's debate. Refusing to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry is a smart strategy, some argue, for a number of reasons. The most direct benefit is gumming up the works of the investigation, either by denying Democrats potential evidence or by forcing them into long court battles that will bring the process to a crawl. Even though legal experts broadly expect the courts to force the White House to comply with House subpoenas, Democrats might lose public support or risk having impeachment drown out the voices of their presidential candidates if the inquiry drags on too long. Well, there is no this foregone conclusion that they're going to lose in the courts. Because there's an impeachment process that must be followed, and the Democrats know they can't follow it. So that's the first hurdle for them. But I agree with everything else they said. Dragging it out doesn't hurt Trump. The people that don't like Donald Trump don't like him. The people that have witnessed what they've... I'm talking about these middle-of-the-roaders that have witnessed what's going on with Trump. They get it. They're like, you know what? Stop doing this to this guy. That's the walk-away movement. Let me go on. Others, they say, see attacking the legitimacy of the inquiry as providing a unifying message for Republicans to get behind, rather than putting them in the uncomfortable position of defending Trump's behavior with Ukraine. Now, I don't believe this, the hack who writes, defending his position, uncomfortable position with Ukraine. There's nothing uncomfortable about it, unless you're a pansy. There's nothing uncomfortable about it. Donald Trump has every right as a leader of America to tell the leader of Ukraine, if one of our people, our citizens, is over there helping you meddle in elections and doing things that use our power in order to force you to do things that you don't want to do, and you find that corrupt, we see it that way too. We're happy to do our part, you do your part, blah, blah, blah. Nothing wrong with that. But what he said on the first part was the unifying message for Republicans, he's 100% right. There are some Republicans that are going, you know, look, I'm not going to get into the fight on form here. But what I will get into the fight about is this process. You know, the legitimacy of the inquiry. Is this the way we're supposed to go about this? Are we supposed to have spies inside of the Trump campaign? Is the president not supposed to be able to have conversations with world leaders? And by the way, negotiate by using the power of America's purse to do things? I mean, this is what a president does. What they want to do is hamstring Donald Trump into any negotiation. I want you to understand, this isn't just about Ukraine. If the president were to say to China, look, we want you to do this with Korea, and in exchange for that, we'll help you with soybeans. Look at him. He's going against the Constitution. He's a American people. It's a scandal. They're trying to set it up for everything this guy does to be a scandal. He's a negotiator. They go on to say this. However, Democrats see some upside in Trump's act of defiance. Yeah? Okay, let's see what they say. The clearly stated refusal to cooperate serves as, quote, strong evidence of obstruction and constitutional functions of Congress, says Adam Schiff. Obstructing Congress was one of the articles of impeachment filed against Richard Nixon. Democrats may choose to skip potential court fights over subpoenas and move to impeachment vote with a new argument to bolster their case. Well, as I said to you guys earlier, Donald Trump said, I hate to keep saying I'm right so much, but I am. Here's what Trump said. Yeah, you want to do Ukraine? I'll give you Ukraine, and I'll give you China. I hope China investigates Joe Biden. And they were like, what? You know, now we really have reason to impeach him. And then, so they said, we're going to do this impeachment inquiry, and we're going to start doing subpoenas. And Trump says, fine, let me give you some more ammunition. We're not going to respond. We hold you in contempt of your dang selves, so we're not going to respond. Now, you would think Donald Trump did the Ukraine call, released the transcripts, the Democrat, oh, Then he goes, no, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to publicly say this. I'm not even going to have a conversation with Xi, you know, of China. I'm just going to say it right to your face. I hope China does it too. Now what? Oh, that's not enough. Okay, how about this? How about I'm not going to play games in your kangaroo court? Now what? What else can Trump do to say, I'm ready to fight? I mean, it's like, I'm going to put it in my terms. I don't care. You can say, do blah, blah, blah. I was in an altercation years ago, and the guy was talking smack. It was four of them were going to jump me. And I told the one guy, I think he was the second biggest guy there. I said, hey, look, we can make this real simple. Because he was talking about my mom and all. I said, make it real simple. Tell me you're going to hurt me because there are witnesses here. Just say, I'm going to hurt you. We are going to kill you or whatever. And watch what happens to you. That's what I told him. And you know what he did? Man, you think y'all that. I'm not hearing what I need to hear to get in the game. Well, see, Trump gave the Democrats everything they needed to hear to get in the game. Oh, you want something else? Here it is. You need some more information? You need some more evidence? Bam, here you go, in your face. Now what? And see, that's what I would have done, because that's what a warrior does. The Democrats picked the fight. They were like, you know, bucking up. Yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. And Trump's like, look, y'all need to just mind your business. Let me run this country. Let's just get everything in order, and then we can let 2020 do what it do. No, they didn't want to do that. So finally Trump said, oh, so you really do want to fight then? Okay, great. So here's the transcript on Ukraine. And by the way, here's the China chaser. I hope China goes after him too. Oh, that wasn't enough to start the fight? Bam! He punches them right in his face, right in their faces. You know what he did? He said, I'm not going to play in your kangaroo court. Now, Democrats, what? Let me answer you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me give you the Democrats' next move. Nothing. Oh, we're going to interview Rick Perry. You know, no, you're not. And whether you do or you don't, you're not going to get any information. Interview who you want, because nothing is going to change, except you're going to dig a deeper hole for yourselves. And apparently Democrats like it. They like living in that hole. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's some interesting articles coming out about Donald Trump and his absolute boss move of saying, I'm not doing anything with this impeachment bullcrap because it's a farce until it is done constitutionally right. Until then, I'm dismissing it. I dare you, Democrats, to do something now. I dare you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump. Does he look worried? I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, look, this friend of mine, he almost lost his business years ago. He was telling me the story. He was like, Kevin, I couldn't get any sleep. You know, that he was describing the worry. Because it was so close to, you know, feast or famine. And, of course, he went on to do great things. He's a very, very wealthy man. But he goes, I almost lost my business. I said, and we were talking about it in the context of worry. And I said, do you remember how you looked? Do you remember how you felt? He goes, oh, yeah. It's a type of thing, if you've ever done, I almost lost my business, one of my businesses, years ago. It was a takeover by my do-nothing partner. And I remember the night before I couldn't sleep. My attorney was headed to the office. She didn't even need an attorney because my attorney looked it over and goes, man, you're in bad shape here. But it turned out that we hadn't executed the stock. And so she didn't own as much of the stock as she thought she did. And I ended up winning the company. It was an interesting story. It's worth, one of these days I'll tell that story, you know, to a crowd of business kids or something. But long story short, I remember the worry. I remember the look on my face. And you couldn't hide it. I'll ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, does Trump look worried? He doesn't. Hey, is he worried that two Giuliani associates were arrested? I love that story. I love how it was titled, Two Giuliani Associates Arrested. Really? So two men got arrested. Who else did they know? I'm just curious. I'm giving you a lesson right now in how the media frames things and how we are taught to think. The title, Two Giuliani Associates Are Arrested. Did Google Giuliani Arrested 2 or anything close to that. Watch what comes up. It'll come up with that on it. Two Giuliani Associates Arrested. And my question is, who else do they know? Who else could they have associated those people with? Do they only know Giuliani? Are they only associated with Giuliani? That's my question to you. Well, let me give you the short answer. No. They know lots of people. They could have said associates of Cohen, associates of Adam Schiff. I don't know who these people have met and who they know, but I can tell you this. Giuliani's not the only person that knows them. But they tie his name to it. And then what did they do? They made campaign contributions to Trump. I don't know, like a super PAC or something. And supposedly, the money they gave didn't come from the source that they said. So, they got detained. They were pulled off of a plane, and they, you know, said, okay, we got you dead to rights. And then, so now in this story, we've got Ukraine, because they were supposedly something to do with Ukrainian business, and supposedly Rudy asked them to look into something in the Ukraine. Is that true or not? I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. I doubt it. But now we've got it all, right? We've got Giuliani, the president's lawyer. These guys donated to the Trump campaign, and we've thrown in Ukraine for good measure. So now Adam Schiff has a new little baby, a new toy to play with. That's what this is about. If they did something illegal, here's what I can tell you. It has nothing to do with Giuliani or Trump. And let me just go ahead and explain to you. Here it comes, a spoiler alert, folks. The real crime these two men have done, according to the left, is they have supported Donald Trump and are associated with him. In some form, for all we know, they gave just as much money to Hillary Clinton, probably funded Mueller's investigation to some degree. Who knows everything they've done for the Democrats? It doesn't matter. When you're trying to set a fake news narrative, then you need to make sure that you cover all the bases. Remember when Rosie O'Donnell admitted to breaking campaign financing laws? Admitted it. The same thing that Dinesh D'Souza went to prison for, Rosie O'Donnell did multiple times, admitted it, and isn't serving a day in prison. These two guys are being detained for something very similar to what Rosie O'Donnell's done, and Rosie O'Donnell has never even been detained. But these leftists want you to believe that they are going to treat you fairly. Sure they will. Yeah. So, It just, to me, it gets more and more clear what we're up against every single day. Every time you think about this stuff, you got to understand. Now, let me give you another example. So, this whistleblower complaint, right? They said, Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson, in testimony to House lawmakers about the whistleblower complaint on President Trump's controversial phone call. Nothing controversial about it, but that's what they put. With his Ukrainian power counterpoint. They won't even tell you the president was talking to another president. But he couldn't explain what accounted for the 18-day window between July 25th, the phone call, and the August 12th complaint filing. In other words, why is there such a delay? If this whistleblower was concerned about it, why didn't the whistleblower report it? Well, let me just go ahead and save you some drama. See, the whistleblower was like a rape victim. They don't always report the crime at the time. Sometimes they wait. It's kind of like the Me Too movement. You know, like this Rose McGowan who decided years after she's had a Hollywood career that she's going to narc on what Harvey Weinstein did to her. Oh, by the way, and for the record, legitimate victims of rape, I'm not even remotely making fun of you. I want you to understand, I would go out on my own nickel and with my own skills and take care of anybody that did you harm if I could possibly do that. But these frauds, yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the frauds. It was a delay of 18 days between this person who was so appalled at President Trump's behavior on this phone call and when he actually reported it. And it coincides really cleverly with Adam Schiff meeting with this whistleblower, who we now know was a Democratic operative, supposedly tied to one of the Democratic candidates running for office. And then, 18 days later, they break the story that nobody even had to, I mean, it wasn't even breaking the story, because Adam Schiff had already met with them, and the wheels were turning to tie Ukraine, the crimes committed by the Bidens, to Donald Trump. Does that help put it into perspective a little bit? And they go on to say this. The whistleblower's contact with Intelligence Committee Chairman Rep. Adam Smith, as Schiff rather, staff, before filing the complaint in mid-August has prompted renewed scrutiny of Adam Schiff. That and the fact that Adam Schiff actually said, no, we've had no contact with the whistleblower. He lied on national TV. So the guy that's going to head up the investigation of Trump lied about being involved with the person that is a so-called, I'm using my finger quote, whistleblower, who is tied to a high person in the Democratic Party, worked for a person who hates Donald Trump, a guy by the name of John Carlin, and tried to set Donald Trump up, worked with Brennan, who's head of the CIA, and is tied to one of the presidential candidates to remain nameless. Oh, by the way, we don't know who the whistleblower is, but according to Adam Schiff, that person is under protection because he's getting death threats, even though we don't know who he is. Did I put that in perspective? Was that clear? Did I make it understandable? I'm just making sure that people understand what we're talking about here. They said, the top Democrat previously said, we have not spoken directly to the whistleblower, but his office later revised the claim, saying that Schiff himself does not know the identity of the whistleblower and has not met with or spoken with the whistleblower or their counsel for any reason. So he says, we haven't spoken directly. But now, maybe it's indirectly. I love how Washington parses their language. They said, this is according to the report. The whistleblower did not disclose the contact during the 18-day window with Schiff's office, as first reported by Fox News, said that they testified that the whistleblower, in filing the complaint, left blank a section in which he or she would have to disclose their congressional contact. Yeah. Dirty little web of lies by the Democrats. And it's coming to, and it's twisting them up in knots. And that's a good thing, because we need to bring sanity back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.